Hello?
Hey, Dave, it's Ruben.
Hey, Ruben, this is Dave.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Good.
I wanted to follow up to you. I just called Brooke. I didn't want to bug you, but I understand. I'm assuming you're kind of up to date with what's going on.
Yeah.
Cool. Were you guys able to call Texas, the controller?
I'm not trying to not pay taxes on it. It's not for resale. It's for, you know, I don't want to get into that.
Oh, no, no. I think there's, I'm going to press pause. So I think, no one would ever advise you to not pay taxes. This is not
resale.
It's not a resale certificate.
Yeah.
It's called an exemption. So we have two options. It's completely your choice. You just tell me what you want to do. The first option is this. Park Industries collects sales tax in your state. So even though it was not on the quote, okay? So there's no, like, bait and switch from our side. Their quote was $54,059. I forwarded you over the invoice, correct?
Yeah, I sent you the invoice. Yeah.
No. I sent you their current invoice. You understand that they're adding on sales tax, correct, or no?
No.
Oh, okay. So there's a lot of confusion. Let's press pause here for a second. I spoke to Brooke. When I got the invoice from Park, they are adding on sales tax. So this equipment cost has gone from $54,000 and change to $58,000 and change. It is a different cost. They are adding on sales tax onto the final invoice. And I sent you over that invoice. So when I saw that, I said, why? They're in Minnesota or wherever they are. You're in Texas. The vast majority of equipment dealers do not collect sales tax in any state but their own. However, some of the bigger players do collect sales tax in different states. They have to do that. So in this case, Park Industries is actually collecting sales tax, which makes the equipment jump from $54,000 change to $58,000 change. However, in Texas, in certain states, there are laws that say equipment is manufacturing equipment is exempt, not for resale, but for production. So for example, in the state of Georgia, I believe, I do a lot of cabinet making equipment out there. In Georgia, a lot of this manufacturing equipment is sales tax exempt. It's basically a rule that states put on there to incentivize business owners to invest in their business and purchase equipment. In certain states, it's not exempt. California is a very complex state where about only partially of the sales tax exempted. So we have two options here. And I want to give you your options. I don't want you to force your hand. I want to be as transparent as possible. Option one is this. We proceed with the $58,000 in equipment cost. If we proceed with the $58,000 in equipment cost, I send you a one-page form. You send it back to me, and all we'll verify is that is you're financing $58,000 and change instead of $54,000 and change. The payment will just go up relative by the increase in sales tax. Whatever your sales tax rate is, like if it's 7%, it's going up to cover that difference. That's option one. The other option is figuring out if you should have sales tax removed. So I called Texas. I wanted to go the extra mile for you, and I was on the phone with them for more than an hour today. Okay, I was passed around through the bureaucracy. However, I did get some help, and here's what I found out. Although I'm not a tax advisor, what the person basically told me was this. They said, "Hey, look, it sounds like this customer is sales tax exempt. This is the form they should fill out for the vendor. This is where they download it. And if you fill out this form and send it to Park Industries, they'll remove the sales tax." Now, since I'm doing this on your behalf, ultimately, it's not my signature on the form, and I'm not a tax advisor, so I always suggest to customers, like, hey, look, if you want to go about getting the sales tax removed, you can always do this, but I suggest you call for your own reference because it's your signature. So basically, some customers say, hey, look, I don't want to screw around with something being iffy. You know, if it's not 100% there on some website for Texas, I'm going to pay the sales tax so I don't have to worry getting fined. The other customer tells me, hey, look, you know what? I'm okay kind of if it's someone's pretty much telling me that it's good to go and this is the form I filled out. I do want to get that sales tax resolved. But the invoice I have from Park right now, we haven't funded them simply because it's not $54,000. It's $58,000. And it sounds like you weren't made aware of this. Like, you weren't 100% on...
Yeah, what's going on.
So, yeah, that's what's going on. Their invoice has now added sales tax to their final price. That's
so what is the format? What is the format that I signed?
What form?
Did you send it to Brooke?
No, my conversation with Brooke was that she talked to you briefly, but I thought you guys were going to call the controller and figure this out for Texas. I wasn't sure. Do you want me to...
I'll get her to call the controller.
Yeah, my thought is this. I don't think it matters if your equipment is orders placed today or tomorrow, if they've got one set up for you, but my opinion is that you guys should call the controller and see if you're sales tax exempt. And I sent her all the data, the form that the Texas people told me. And if that's true, you would send a sales tax exemption over to Park, and they would remove your sales tax. The whole problem here is this, that the vendor who's selling you the equipment, they're just going to automatically put sales tax on there. And between us girls, if I can save you $4,000 that you won't need to unnecessarily pay, I'm going to save you $4,000.
Right.
Because it's not like if you pay this and you were supposed to be exempt, no one's going to come to you, Dave, and say, hey, Dave, you actually overpaid $4,000. That money's gone.
Right.
I've never seen anyone actually reverse that. I'm sure it's happened, but I have seen a lot of customers who have unnecessarily paid sales tax.
All right. Well, let me get over to call the comptroller real quick and start getting on the phone.
Okay. I'll be holding tight. That's all I need to figure out so we can get your vendor funded, okay?
All right. We'll talk again at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Sounds like a plan, brother. Bye-bye.
All right. We'll see you. Bye.